If you're an investor, you'll know that getting real-time information about your stock prices, for instance, is something that you have to, you can usually get through a subscription. You've got to pay to get real-time data. You can go to the stock market website. You could go to Google Finance, Yahoo Finance, any of these places, and you'll see stock prices, but not in real time. They're delayed typically by 15 minutes. And I guess that's a trade-off. You get the information, but unless you subscribe, you're not going to get it in real time. Well, that's just changed. A couple of days ago, NASDAQ, the tech market in the US, announced that they have launched real-time last sale prices for NASDAQ stocks that will appear on Google Finance and other search properties from Google. So it's a clear deal with Google. It's a pilot program, and it's designed, according to Google, to offer users free access to real-time stock quotes. And I think that is pretty interesting development. The press release from the NASDAQ, of course, being a press release, this is embellished with wonderfully positive, upbeat statements. They say they're the first U.S. stock exchange to facilitate free universal access to real-time stock data. I think they probably are. I've not seen anyone else doing this. They got some interesting quotes in here. This is an important, in many ways, overdue development in the U.S. securities market. As a person who's at Adina Friedman, Executive VP at NASDAQ OMX, with universal access to the internet and the real-time nature of the web, investors need real-time data. And now they don't have to pay for it. Thanks to CNBC, Google, the Wall Street Journal Digital Network, and Zignite. I guess that's how you pronounce it. It begins with an X. So it's not just Google. It's those other organizations, too. That's interesting. The Wall Street Journal's in there. A quote from the VP of CNBC Digital, Scott Drake. This service underscores CNBC's mission to deliver news and market data that is fast, accurate, actionable, and unbiased. Okay, the rest of it's fluff. Okay, here's the bit that's worth mentioning. Previously, NASDAQ quotes had been operating under a 15-minute delay on the web. As of today, that is no longer the case, today being June 2nd. CNBC.com and CNBC mobile users will have access to real-time NASDAQ quotes no matter what platform they use or where they are in the world. That's interesting. So if I were an investor, or not necessarily an investor, someone following, like a PR person might do or an investor relations person might be doing, the data, information, knowledge, whatever about a particular company that would include its stock price, those 15 minutes could make the difference to quite a lot of things. That's an obvious statement from an investor point of view, but from a communicator's point of view too, it is valid. Does this signal, do you think, a wider drive into traditional practices that are beginning to tumble, I wonder? I wonder what other exchanges will do to this. I'd love to see this in Europe, maybe on Euronext or the London Stock Exchange or one of the others doing something similar, real-time free access. I understand and indeed accept the need to monetize this way. If you want it constantly, you've got to subscribe to it. So this is the last, the free, what do they call it? The last stage of data, I guess that's when the market closes, or as it's closing. I presume that's what it means, actually. If anyone's tried it, let me know. I haven't tried it. So in this case, it's securities listed on the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and the American Exchange, including price, volume, and time. So an interesting development. We're seeing some interesting things happening in financial areas where communication is involved. I'm thinking in particular of some of the things that Sun Microsystems and the person of Jonathan Schwartz, their CEO, has been leading the charge to open up the SEC regulatory environment to enable social media, specifically blogs, to be considered as a legitimate communication channel for communicating financial data or financial information, like financial results, for instance. Rather than the just purely through press releases and other types of announcement. And I understand the regulatory reasons, but you can do some of these things within a regulatory environment if you're willing to just recognize that people's needs have changed and are changing in how they want to receive information. So you've got to have the safeguard still, of course, with regard to data related to listed companies, because a lot of money is at stake without any question. But great to see this move, I have to say.